You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to remind us of how blessed we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme, whose presence constitutes the whole of existence itself, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our hearts, it breathes us, and I am always exalting it as our absolute reality, particularly in this now moment where we have each been impacted and affected to some degree with the global initiative that is depopulation and genocide through the institution of divisiveness, where we have been divided through religions, what gods we worship, what scripts we follow, what doctrines we've been influenced by in our living, to the degree to which we think that one is superior over the other. The speciesism that all of the religions support, and man and mankind having the right to subdue and subjugate and dominate and control other ones, we are in a now moment where we risk the rest of our eternal lives, where we do not care to be consciously attuned in the oneness of existence itself. To know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings to exalt life and to respect the right of all beings to have the right to their lives and to have an understanding and an understanding that there is a complement and balance that the intelligence of existence has with itself as all there is. This now moment in which we're living is pregnant and potent with so much opportunity. And those of us who care to be completely cleared from the karmic debt of violations and trespasses and our sinfulness and wickedness and our distortion and dysfunction, and we care to be in a place where we're accepting and surrendering unto the laws that govern us, put us in a place and space where we have the opportunity to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. It is our now time to realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye, that is the cosmic eye that sees through every eye, and that all of these creatures whose blood has been spilled upon the earth are wreaking havoc in your body's temples because, one, your blood is being defiled with the violation of violated beings, which puts you in a position where there truly is no success that you can truly have. And so we have to put ourselves in a place and space where we really care to be successful in this life, to realize that the institutions that have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what it is to be successful in this life misled us, miseducated us, religiously trained us to be in a place and space where we prefer to be sinful. We exalt our free will to be wrong, to be in a place and space where we feel as though we're entitled to choose death. And so we have to come to a place and space where we're having the epiphanies. We are doing that which is necessary in order to be reoriented as thinking beings, as conscious, caring men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages of people, to understand that no one, no systems, no governments, no educational systems, no churches, no religions, none of them have the right to lead us wrong, to miseducate us, to put us in a place and space where we negate our responsibilities, duties, and obligations to life itself, to feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, usurp, murder, and then feed off the carcasses of that which has been violated, and to anesthetize and inebriate and intoxicate ourselves and defile our blood, which poisons our spirit, that distorts our thinking, that compromises the integrity of the truth of who we be, is these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is our time to care, to be completely reoriented and realigned so that we are able to walk as a resurrected people, having an inner standing and an understanding that that which is ours to do requires our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our renewal, because these bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and these bodies are under siege. We are faced with the forces of Satan and Satan, as some people call it, Lucifer and the devil, those who are the corporate deities of death, who poison us and poison the children with all manners of artificial colors and artificial flavors, and those who are usurping the right of beings to have the right to their lives, and who are breeding them and genetically modifying and manipulating them for human consumption when we were told not to kill. And quiet as it's kept, there was also instruction not to splice genes and not to graft things, and for that to be the foundation of what we refer to as a food industry, we have to come to a point and place where we refuse to eat that which has no real life force. You cannot literally stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are, is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, when you feed off of death and you prefer to feed off of death. Well, I can't give up my meat, and I can't give, oh girl, I got a taste for that barbecue and that pork chop and all of that. I'm just saying, we have to come to a point and place where we realize what was the foundation of the wickedness that put people in a position where they feel as though they had the right to enslave, bastardize, usurp, castrate, violate, set your fire, do all of these things to you, but then you prefer to support them financially and feed off of their garbage. Prefer to be inebriated and intoxicated during a time in which we are under siege. But then you want to talk revolution. You want to intellectualize and conversate about those who've come before us, whether it was Malcolm or Martin or Medgar or whoever, but to come to a point and place where we realize that the light of absolute and supreme intelligence is blazing in this now moment, but you can't really perceive it when your blood is defiled. You can't really have an understanding and an understanding of the divinity of existence, and we are literally already in the realm of eternity. We are moving in heaven. We're closer to the sun than ever before. This is a heavenly experience, but you're having hellacious relationships and a hellacious experience in the presence of God because you refuse to accept your godliness, your right alignment, your righteousness. And I am urging you and calling you forward to release and let go of your thought that you have the free will to be wrong. The intelligence of existence has given us so much of itself that beats our hearts and breathes us. That is the intelligence behind how we were designed and how we've come to the earth and to fulfill its purposes for our own self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with its will, so that we are able to have a conscious experience of immortalizing while we are on the planet. But these people have sold you a bill of goods that says that you have the right to choose death because of your nature and being sinful. And I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, why would we continue to hold on to that? when we see our children coming forward with all manners of sickness, illness, and disease, why would we continue to hold on and prefer to be out of alignment and out of order when you see all of the cancer and the heart disease and the diabetes and all of the pain and the suffering and the disdain and the warfare and whatnot? Why would we not care to walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence and claim our right to be right and stand forward in the integrity of who we were born to be as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence? Why would we continue to hold on to those who are wrong, those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, no truth? But you prefer to follow them, to eat what they eat, to have their habits that create violation, pain, inebriation, intoxication, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and all of that. And then you run to them. Oh, doctor, doctor, this hurts me. Oh, doctor, doctor, give me something. Oh, doctor, doctor. We have to come to a point and place where you're willing to refer to the intelligence of your own being, to know that that's how divinely we're designed, that when you stop poisoning yourself with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, aspartame, Splenda, white sugar, white flour, white rice, brown rice, black rice, whatever is mucus forming, when our bodies are 80% water, just like the earth is 80% water, and we have to come to a point and place where we understand that the world has been condemned. That there is no way in hell, within the earth or upon the earth, that men who were born to be the progenitor of lineages and womb man who were born to be the perpetuator of lineages have signed off on killing children as a result of assaulting their cells with the Similac and the Soilac and the artificial this and the artificial that and ground up turkey in little bottles and jars and whatnot. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that there is nothing that we can do that really makes sense if we have no desire to live in the light of the truth of who we really are as conscious beings, and to know that conscious immortality is our true inheritance that allows us to become co-creators in this realm, creating heaven on earth. This now moment is ours to claim, to realize that we are making choices on a daily basis that will undermine us or help realign us. And so I'm asking you to look very, very deeply within your own aspirations and intentions, within your own spirit, within your own eyes, to consciously care to be realigned in the light of the truth of the one that you are, in a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to consciously care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you are functioning on the earth under the auspices of your soul. But there is no greater work, and we will never, ever have a greater wealth in reclaiming the integrity of our true selves, our divine selves, our righteous selves, our integrity selves, our loving, caring, creative, dynamic, potent, powerful selves. Why would you choose being sick and ill and diseased and dwelling in the valleys and of the shadow of death and the ditches and valley of degradation? I'm telling you to get up. The truth of who we are is beyond being human feeders, or what other ones would refer to as useless feeders or useless eaters. You understand, we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is begettingless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we have been given the faculties with which to align with its light, to be in a place where we are those who work its will, to be in a place where our hearts are filled to overflowing with the gratitude and the thanksgiving of the blessedness in our being, these points of its own very presence, to realize that there is nothing that man can give us that we can be earning, work for, beg, borrow, still be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are, and that there is nothing that man has made, including money and coins and bitcoins and cryptocurrency and all of that, that is greater than our own life currency and the capacity that we have to be thinking. And to be enslaved to anything was not the will of existence itself. It's one of the traps that is here in this realm, the trap of sensuality, sexuality, materiality, egotism. And all of these things are easily embrace when we do not honor the divinity of our own beings. And those of you who are hearing me for the first time, I'd like to just remind you, I've been on WRFG for 19 years, exalting the oneness of life, consciously caring to speak to the issues of our being qualified for continuance in existence as a result of following those who have already been discontinued in existence as a result of them being murderers, liars, thieves, usurpers, capitalizers, and whatnot. We have to come to a point and place where we have a realization that real success in life comes as a result of being disciplined. The disciplines of discipleship of not one person or the other, but the disciples of law and light and wisdom and truth, consciously caring to have the sanctity of the sacredness of your own being, to be in a place and space where it truly matters that we are intensely intentional in exalting a full life's urge, doing that which is ours to do in the fulfillment of destiny that the intelligence of existence intended for itself to be liberated as our true selves directly. But we cannot have the fullness of liberation when we deny the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. They've taught you to believe in death. You feel as though death is the natural culmination, eventuality, fate, destiny of everything and everybody. And I'm the one to tell you that it is the lie. That is the foundational lie that has you in a position where you feel entitled to be killing yourselves. Well, everybody got to die. Well, you have to die when you follow death. You have to die when you choose to be out of alignment with the laws that govern your being. You have to die when you refuse to be in right alignment with that which beats your heart and breeds you. You have to die when you prefer to be in the place where your body temple, instead of being the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and goddess, your body has been turned into a cemetery for rotting carcasses. Then, yes, you have to die. But how long will you be dead when we are living in the realm of eternity? Why risk it? Why risk suffocating in your body temple as a result of coming to a place where your body is holding so much mucus that it is hardened in your sinuses and it is permeating all of the tissues of your bronchioles and your lungs and whatnot, so that you are festering all manners of viruses and bacteria and worms and organisms in your body. I'm just saying, let's really, really understand what we are dealing with here. And I'm just saying to you that you were given life, and life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You were given intelligence, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is no reason why we should be dying, except we don't care to really exalt life. And we feel entitled to be subjugating and dominating and bastardizing and being out of order. And so the suffering and pain, the disdain, all of the stuff that we're experiencing as a result of being out of alignment, we are able to be corrected. To accept correction. And the correction is the cleansing, the purification. Being humble enough to accept the fact that you care to walk as some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. Why would you not? On behalf of those that you have come through, those who birthed you and fed you and nursed you and nourished you and did the best they could for you. Now is your turn to do the best that you can to glorify and honor them and those that you have been sharing this now moment of eternity with, those that you love, those that you work with, those that you have created cooperative and collaborative relationships with. Everybody is here to live their lives. There's only one purpose in existence, and that's to exalt life. And so I'm the one to encourage us to realize how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. I'm the one to encourage you not to take it for granted, not to take your breath or your heartbeat or the functioning of your brain and your kidneys and your organs and all of that which you have been gifted. Don't take yourself for granted. Nourish yourself, cleanse yourself, purify yourself, rebirth yourself so that you are able to walk in the divinity of the truth of yourself. Because in enlightened truth, there is only one self, myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself. You understand, there's only one self, and that's why we were told to love it, to love God, to love the intelligence of our being, the creator of all, with our whole body, heart, with all of our might, with all of our soul. And there isn't anything or anybody that's created a greater way. And there are those who study the good books and study the scriptures and can relate all of the stories and all of that, and they're in the church and they're in the Bible study and whatnot, but they still did not realize how to create the blood of Christ. How to really build upon the truths that we were given to come to a point and place where we are in a direct line of light with the exalted realms. We were never to be limited by the limitations of other people. Because when it really comes down to having an understanding and an understanding as to the divinity of existence itself, to know that there are no limitations, that the intelligence of existence is boundless, and its gift to us is itself. But the system of things has put us in a place where we undermine ourselves. We feel as though that's fun. To undermine ourselves, to poison ourselves, to anesthetize, stupefy, inebriate, intoxicate ourselves. But that puts money in the hands of those who are so thoughtless that they think that they can labor on behalf of that which undermines the integrity of other beings and then be prosperous. There truly is no prosperity in the death industries, the the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, there's no prosperity in it. And even though there, it appears that there is, to go into places and enslave a people behind sugar, behind tobacco, behind cocoa and coffee, to produce things that are addictive, to war against other lands for their oil and their gems and their poppies and other things that people who have lost their inherent purpose in existence and who have been oppressed at the cellular level are looking for some high in life, always trying to get to another height without doing that which is truly liberating, so that you are dwelling in the realm of heaven, immersed in the reality of eternity, rejoicing with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, with every step that you make, for being present in the presence and as a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. The real high comes from being unobstructed, from being mineralized, oxygenated, hydrated, and to be freed from encumbrances, from toxicity, the nitrates, the nitrites, the pesticide, herbicide residues that are more deeply concentrated in the flesh than in the fruit and the vegetation. Because the nature of the chemicals is that they saturate in flesh and fat, not in fiber and water. We have everything that is required in order for us to exalt a full life's urge and liberating ourselves and consciously being focused, rightly oriented, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to have an understanding and an understanding as to how to be standing with that which allows us to stand absolutely. It is our time to realize that every day the way that we're living is laying foundation for how we will be leaving or not. And to be in a place where you are content with being discontent, satisfied with being dissatisfied, is no glory unto the intelligence of your being when you have the opportunity to be completely freed and liberated and renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and resurrected as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. All you have to do is choose daily that which nourishes you, oxygenates you, hydrates you, mineralizes you, and facilitates the elimination of all of the toxins that are saturating and concentrating and contraindicating in your brain and your organs and your glands and whatnot, so that you are able to allow the body to do what it does. It is divinely designed and designed divinely to regenerate, just as the earth regenerates. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Thank you. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are, the meeting of the inner circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational, thought-provoking, and clarifying the reality that we are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. Clarifying the reality that we are already in the realm of eternity. That we are within the very cosmic, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And dwelling on a planet that is an absolute intelligent being that is growing all the time, moving, spinning, 80% water, held in cosmic rotation and flotation in an orbit with the sun and the moon and seven other major planets that influence us. And we are here to have an understanding, an understanding, and come to that place and space where we have sense enough to be caring, to be resolutely standing with that which allows us to stand absolutely, and to be in a mindset where it matters to us that we're living purposefully in exalting life, in rejoicing in the blessedness of our being, coming to that place and space. It's important to us to care to honor the intelligence of our being and to glorify the lineages that we represent. To be mindful that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, the perpetuation of life in harmony with the laws that govern us lays foundation for the greatest degrees of success. And our success is contingent upon our discipline. Our discipline of self, the mastery of ourselves, our mind, our emotion, our thoughts, our tempers, our passions, our lusts, our desires. To come to a point and place where nothing controls us, nothing will pull us off our point and center. Everything works towards our greater good when we cease to undermine ourselves and undermine ourselves. That coming to a place and space where we are exalting the oneness of existence and the oneness of humanity and the oneness that humanity has in humankind with all orders of existence itself, and to know that that is how we are truly triumphant in this day. Beyond all of the schemes and the agendas to divide and conquer us, to have us in a place where we're divided within ourselves, though as individual points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we literally should be indivisible. But when we become detrimental to ourselves in the anesthetization, inebriation, intoxication, and trying to satisfy and satiate all kinds of perverse desires and passions and lusts, then we lose ourselves. And at the end of the life, there's an actual end to the life because there's so little of the true spirit of the being that is left. We must be careful to be mindful that the agenda is to make us mindless and thoughtless and careless, and the greatest carelessness is with the integrity of our own beings, with our children, with our marriages, with our own bodies, hearts, minds, and spirits. We will never have anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked. We cannot beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or rewarded anything greater than ourselves. And as we have sense enough to apply ourselves to exalting a full life's urge, to be in a place where we care to add unto the blessedness in being, add into participating with the bounty of existence, the abundance of the light and the life force and the truth that is available to us to allow us to have the greatest opportunity for the optimum functioning, optimum thought, optimum creativity, to realize that there are no limits to
to the imagination. There are no limits to the spirit of the living God and Goddess. There are no limits to the possibilities of who we are and what we can create here. But if we are not engaged in the process of our own self-development and cultivation, if we are passive in just living life to satisfy whatever appetites and desires we have, and we are not consciously caring to develop ourselves, cultivate ourselves to realize the real I that truly sees, then we will miss ourselves. And if we miss ourselves, that means our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren may miss themselves also. And as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence who are the bridge between those that we have come through, those who've come through us and those who've yet to come, we cannot afford to not care as to what we are truly accomplishing with our lives, in our lives, and to know that nobody can do for us greater than we can do for ourselves. When we are fully committed to doing for ourselves, and we are able to accept the true assistance and attract to us those who could add unto us, enhance us, assist us in growth and unfoldment and consciousness expansion. But it has to be something that we really, truly want. Otherwise, we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence all the time. When we look into our own eyes, are we truly able to realize that there is a God, a Goddess that is seeing us in our own eyes? And will we allow that presence to be fully present in our lives, as our lives? And coming to a point and place where we are releasing any degrees of unworthiness and feeling as though we're not deserving, we have to forgive ourselves for the transgressions, the violations, the inconsistencies, the contradictions, the hypocrisy, whatever those issues are. Being in a place and space where it matters to us how we stand, it matters to us how we live, it matters to us that we're loving, it matters to us that we are consciously caring to exemplify the highest virtues of character that are consistent with the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is gifted itself to us as all that we could ever possibly be, but we cannot feed off the carcasses of dead animals and the flesh and blood and progeny and eggs of all of these beings and be whole within ourselves. We cannot feel as though we can truly be successful if we never understood how to facilitate optimum cellular function, how to love ourselves, how to nourish ourselves, how to facilitate our own greater unfoldment. We are in a now moment where we are the beneficiaries of the labor, the light, the service, the enslavement, the captivity. We are benefiting from everything. And whatever we've seen that is ugly, the degradation, the distortion, the dysfunction, it should at least give us the inspiration to be in a place where we care to be corrected, where we care to walk upright, where we care to make the difference and be the difference in the world. Everything can work towards our greater good when we are completely committed to that which is God, that which is light, that which is right, that which is law, that which is love. And to be in a place and space where you want to be taken seriously, but you don't take yourself seriously. And you have to honor the reality that your body is designed by an absolute and supreme intelligence, and it can't function by happenstance. It can't function by alcohol and tobacco and sugar and dairy products and eggs and all of this. It does not function well. It begins to shut down. That's what all of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the sarcoidosis, the lupus, and all of these other issues are, because our bodies are being assaulted at the cellular level, becoming dysfunctional, rendering us disturbed and degraded and defiled, because the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, and capitalism has allowed for commercialism and advertising and sublimation and psychological manipulation and whatnot to really be the methodology by which they make that which is truly unnecessary, devitalizing, degenerating. And you feel like you have to have it. That's a psych. You remember when we were little, we used to say, psych, got psyched out. Y'all been psyched out by these people, I'm telling you. To think that you can feed your children Hot Pockets and microwave everything and whatnot, and then be really accountable for being a good parent. This is child abuse. Child abuse that the system of things, the miseducational systems, the daycare, all of it supports the violation of our children. And that's why I am always, always reinforcing and reiterating the fact that the wombed man, everywhere there is the man with the womb, there needs to be a point and center completely committed to life and the laws of life. And it is our duty, our obligation, and our responsibility to know how to perpetuate our lineages, to know how to facilitate the greater good within every fiber of our being. It is duty, obligation, and responsibility, and those who took responsibility to give us an orientation as to what life is, they should have taken the time to get real about what life really is, or else they should have left us the hell alone. And so now we have to stand up on behalf of life itself, to know that we have no duty, obligation, and responsibility to follow those who have no light, those who have no love, those who have no truth. That means that if you work on behalf of the public school system, or you work on behalf of the daycare systems and whatnot, and you see that the edicts and the mandates are to continue to feed our children meat and dairy and flour and cheese and all of this, then we need to be in a place where we are not doing that, and standing in the light of the truth of who we are as mothers, as women, as daughters, as granddaughters, as grandmothers, to come to a point and place where we are exalting the right to decide that which is best for our children without the doctors having to sign off on it. But because we are under a global system that has been suppressive and oppressive of the rights of the wombed man to be in her authenticity and her power, then we have to claim it, we have to stand in it, and we have to realize that the world is in the condition that it's in as a result of the defilement and the degradation of the divine feminine that is every creature in every man and as womanhood. And in order for us to be salvaged, in order for us to be saved as a global humanity, we must take back our right to be corrected after following those who have been wrong for so long. And it affects absolutely each and every one of us. So there's no fence to be on right now. You are either going to exalt a full life's urge and take responsibility for clearing, cleansing, purifying your life, your blood, your heart, your whole self, so that you can be whole, regardless of what gods you call upon and where you go to worship. You live in your body, and your body is where you truly have the experience of being one with God. Because that absolute and supreme intelligence is beating our hearts, and it is breathing us. It has designed us divinely and perfectly. And when we accept and remember that we're 80% water, we're all breatharian first, and we require fresh air, sunshine, the minerals from the earth, fruit and vegetation. That's what we require. All the rest of that stuff that you all are consuming is completely unnecessary. And then I guess you would think, well, if we just did all of that, then how would we make any money? And I'm just going to say, you ain't here to make money. You're here to be the wealth of the place. You're here to cultivate the genius of yourself. You are here to honor the divine intelligence that gifted you with itself. And you can't do it and create depression and oppression and turn your blood into sludge and all of that. So, no, capitalism and success in capitalism is not necessarily success in life. But when you truly care to be successful within the integrity of yourself and your truth self, then you can be successful at any and every other thing that you would apply yourself to. But wholeness should be the thing that you strive for first and foremost. We have the examples of those who become proficient in whatever area of talent they decided to master within themselves. The world applauds and appreciates proficiency, but it does not constitute real health or wellness or true self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the laws of life. It does not necessarily mean that we truly have seen the examples of those who walked as liberated beings, liberated from the intoxicants, liberated from the drugs, liberated from the desires and lust and passions for that which undermined them mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, or financially. And so we give thanks for the genius that exists within everyone and all of those who came forward, all of those who developed themselves, all of those whose names we can call, and all of those whose names we will never be able to call. Because this life is so absolutely phenomenal. Existence itself is so absolutely divine that the opportunities that we have to really reverence and appreciate it, to respect the order in it, and to respect the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. And when you really come to it, then you're not going to step on the bugs and you're not going to kill them. You're going to try to put them out, sweep them out, do something, but the whole killing frequency, we really don't feel that. You understand, we have to come to a point and place where we realize that the more loving we are, the more successful we can be. The more forgiving we are, the easier it is not to be stressed. The cleaner our bloodstreams, the greater our clarity, the more focused our thought, and more sincere our desire to be whole, to truly love that which beats our heart and breathes us with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, to truly consciously care to honor the lineages that we represent, because we were told to love and to honor our mother and father. And I'm saying, let us care to truly invoke the greatness of the lineages that we represent through the activation of our DNA by the process of clearing, cleansing, purifying, so that we are liberating at the cellular level. Because our greatest wealth is already in us. And if you just take the time, no matter what it is you feel like you must do, the things that you feel like you have to do, in consideration of the things that you'd like to do, the issue is, care to walk in the integrity of who you are as a being of love, light, wisdom, and truth. And where we have made trespasses and transgressions, where we have done things that we don't feel good about, to be thankful that we could at least have those kind of feelings to know that we don't feel good about it. Because there's other people who don't care one way or the other. They don't even think about it. You understand? No remorse whatsoever. So, no, feel good that we have a moral compass within ourselves. Feel good that even in light of all of that, it really is about our growth and our maturity and our care to be consistently unfolding, consistently growing, consistently expanding in our consciousness and our care to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity, to activate and cultivate the wealth of our genealogy, to be in a place where we are always acknowledging the oneness of life, transcending the lies and the delusion of separation and divisiveness, superiority, and to know that the only true supremacy that there is the supremacy of the law, because the law is that which holds all of us in our beingness. The presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To be in a place where we will accept the order so that we can truly be cleansed to facilitate the healing. The way that this culture is that it supports us in reaching for that which is undermining ourselves. And then when we begin to break down, then we reach for more that undermines ourselves. And then we seek the counsel of those who have no light about how to restore ourselves. Which is why the sisterhood and womanhood and motherhood and fatherhood, and those of us who are parents, we have to consciously care to be realigned with the light and the truth that allows us, inspires us, motivates us to be ever more disciplined and diligent in doing that which is required in order to facilitate our healing. From the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the gout, the arthritis, the osteoporosis, whatever. But to realize how blessed you are in light of, in spite of conditions and circumstances, because your absolute truth is still divinity. Your absolute truth is still the reality that the intelligence that blazes that sun is the intelligence that beats your heart and breathes you, that you can be completely whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul, but you have to want that. And taking medications and having surgeries and having your body parts removed does not accomplish that. And so it matters that we are reaching for life. It matters that we are consciously clearing, cleansing, hydrating, oxygenating, mineralizing, and opening up all channels of elimination so that we are really living to be a testament and to give a living testimonial to the glory of the triumph of the love of light, the love of God, the love of truth. So that we can no longer be under the auspices of those who are greedy, those who were deceivers and liars and bastardizers and usurpers. But to come to a point and place where we align ourselves with the intelligence of existence itself. Because nobody can outthink it, outplan it, outplot it, outlove it, outlast it, outgive it. And it is truly the source of our salvation, our deliverance, our liberation from the foolishness. We have so many people now who are talking about, you know, disconnecting from the matrix. The way that you disconnect from the matrix is you stop eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of whoever, whatever, whether it's hens or ostriches or crocodiles or alligators. People all over the place eat all kinds of things. And that's where really the root of perversion starts, in the lust for flesh and blood. The perversion starts with the lust and the pleasure of killing and feeding off the carcasses of that which has been killed. We cannot truly survive, thrive, immortalize when we don't care to honor the laws that govern us. And in so doing, in accepting our now moment to embrace all that is available to us as light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, herbs, water, sunshine, fresh air, love, devotion, forgiveness, compassion, mercy, we have the opportunity to walk an exalted walk, to live in the light of truth, to be radiant in our own authenticity, to be creative, to be resourceful, to be in a place where our lives are well lived, we've laughed, we've gifted, we've uplifted, we've enhanced, we've enriched, we honored, we respected, we lived reverently, dutifully, powerfully, consciously, caringly, purposefully, decisively, deliberately. And that's what earns us our conscious immortality. And we leave as conscious immortals. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.